1. The Fix. Arnold Rothstein is a man who waits in doorways, a mouse waiting in the doorway for his cheese. William J. Fallon. 1. On the morning of October 1st, 1919, the sun rose in a clear blue sky over the city of Cincinnati. The temperature would climb to a sultry 83 degrees by mid-afternoon. It was almost too good to be true, for the forecast had been ominous. From early morning, the sidewalks were jammed. A brightly clad band marched through the streets playing, "There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight." Stores were open, but business came to a standstill. There was only one thing on everybody's lips: the World Series. Cincinnati had never been host to a World Series before. Nor did its citizens dream at the start of the season that the Reds would do much better than last year's weak third in the National League. Somehow the Reds had worked a miracle, which is exactly what the fans called their triumph. For winning the pennant, manager Pat Moran was known as the Miracle Man. "Cincinnati is nuts with baseball," wrote syndicated columnist Bugs Bear. "They ought to call this town Cincinnati." The first two games of the series were to be played here, and every seat had long since been sold. Ticket scalpers were getting the phenomenal price of $50 a pair. Every hotel room was taken. Visitors found themselves jammed 3 and 4 to a room, thankful to have a bed. In private homes, families crowded into one room and hung hastily made signs, "Rooms for rent," on their front doors. City officials, recognizing the extraordinary conditions, announced that the public parks would be available to those who could not secure accommodations. Visitors slept on wooden benches, officially assured that added police patrols would protect them from thieves. The center of all this activity was the Sinton, Cincinnati's leading hotel, which appeared to be bursting at the seams. The huge lobby was barely large enough for the throngs who used it as a meeting place. Through it went such notables as Senator Warren G. Harding, entertainer and songwriter George M. Cohan, former star pitcher Christy Mathewson, brilliant young writer Ring Lardner. The restaurant and coffee shop were constantly overcrowded. The management had the foresight to triple its food purchases, reaching a staggering sum of $5,000 a day. The bakery boasted a daily production of 7,000 rolls. To the hard-nosed New York newspaperman Damon Runyon, the big day started like this. The crowds coagulate at hotel entrances. Soft hats predominate. It's a Midwestern, semi-Southern town. Hard-boiled derbies mark the Easterners. The streets of old Cincy have been packed for hours. People get up before breakfast in these parts. The thoroughfares leading to Redland Field have been echoing to the tramp of feet, the honk of auto horns, since daylight. It is said that some people kept watch and ward at the ballpark all night long. Might as well stay there as any place in this town. They would have had the same amount of excitement. Flocks of jitneys go squeaking through the streets. This is the heart of the jitney belt. A jitney is the easiest thing obtainable in Cincy. A drink is next. Cincy's a dry town, as dry as the Atlantic Ocean. The excitement of the series was prevalent throughout the country. The games would be telegraphed to every major city in America. Halls were hired to which Western Union would relay the action play by play. Fans would experience the curious sensation of cheering a third strike or a base hit in a smoke-filled room 1,000 miles from the scene. Over 100,000 miles of wire were to be used for this purpose, servicing 10,000 scoreboards in 250 cities from Winnipeg, Canada to Havana, Cuba. This was the climax of baseball. 1919, the first sporting classic to be played since the end of the World War in Europe. On this Wednesday morning, 30,511 people paid their way into Redland Park. To the Cincinnati fans, there was a throbbing, nervous excitement and a secret foreboding. For all their enthusiasm, few could realistically anticipate a World's Championship. Deep down inside, they foresaw the adversary walking all over them. Not even Miracle Men could